Blog Talk Radio.
Appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule as well to have me on.
Oh, it's no problem. You know, I really enjoy, interacting with men like yourself, trying to achieve their NFL dream. And I was telling just a few minutes ago, California PA isn't like a tiny school that no one's heard of. You know, there's quite a bunch of people that have made it to the NFL. I'm going to ask you about a few of your former teammates here in a little while. Get the listeners familiar with the few names I have written down here that I'm familiar with because I'm a draft junkie. I know usually who goes where. So let's start off with some simple questions. Tell me about your experience going from high school to college. I know you're probably about 190 pounds going into college, and some D1 schools not looked you over just simply because of your size. Tell me about the process from high school to college.
Well, yeah, you definitely nailed it on the head right there. I was very undersized my senior year of high school, and I had some big-time schools that were interested in me when they would see my tape and everything, and then when they met with me in person, either at my school or anytime I would visit a school, you could just tell right away that they lost interest based off of my size. So I ended up with a good handful of offers from Division I AA and Division II schools. I ended up choosing Cal just because it's really close to home, to where I'm from. It's only about 30 minutes from my home, so my family is able to, you know, come to all my games and everything, and, you know, they're a really big part of my life, so that was one of the reasons I decided to come to Cal. And also, as you mentioned as well, we have a really good football program for a Division II school. We have kind of a reputation for getting guys into the next level, whether it be in the NFL or the CFL. You know, we have five or six guys on NFL rosters right now, and I think two guys on the CFL rosters right now, so we have that reputation for getting guys to the next level, and also a reputation for winning. I think my career record as a Vulcan was 33-12, so you know it's awesome to play for a school where you're not losing too much.
Yeah, the Vulcans have had quite a program in D2. You know, some people might not be familiar with it just because, you know, some people are very in tune to their local area. You know, I'm in South Carolina. I work at Limestone College. So, you know, I'm familiar with the new program, Starting Killer. I'm familiar with a lot of other smaller D2 schools. You know, Joseph C. Smith. You know, they have Javonte Williams. They've got Keenan Wallace. There's a whole bunch of guys. But, you know, I think people forget to look over certain things like that. You know, going into the college ranks, I know that you wanted to make an impact right away. What were you hoping to achieve in your first few years during school at California PA? Were you trying to get your feet wet on the team, or are you going to try to make an impact instantly? Or, you know, tell me about, you know, your transition from high school to college.
Well, I redshirted my first year here, so it was rough at the time, redshirting and, you know, not getting to play in any games and just being there to practice and work out with the team. But, I mean, it just made me hungrier. I missed actually playing football that year, playing in games. You know, obviously, just practicing, it wasn't the same. So that definitely made me hungry. That definitely made me work a lot harder that off season than I really ever had before. And then it paid off because I ended up starting all 13 games as a redshirt freshman the next season. So, yeah, that really just made me kind of rededicate myself to working hard in the off season. I didn't really come into college expecting to play right away, especially at a school like Cal. I kind of figured that I would be redshirted at first. We do redshirt most of our freshmen here. And so yeah, I didn't really expect to play right away, but taking that year off really made me miss it.
And you know, I think, you know, what you hit something that, you know, I take to heart. I work with academic support, and at the college I work at Limestone College in Gaffney. Tell me about, you know, it seems by your accolades that you're very serious, not only in the film room, you know, understanding the football game, you know, being around the ball, but you're also serious about academics. How did you balance the two out, being a stellar athlete as well as, you know, maintaining a very high GPA throughout your time at California PA?
Well, at school, some I've always taken very seriously. I know I can't play football forever as much as I want to, and I'm going to need that degree to fall back on someday. And just balancing my time, I mean, football really teaches you time management. If you don't learn time management from playing football, you probably won't be playing football very long because you'll be academically ineligible or, you know, kicked off the team for another reason. So I just really utilized that time management skill, and I was able to complete my undergrad degree. And then I'm about a little over halfway done with grad school now too. So I'm, you know, I'm going to be leaving college. So I should hopefully finish grad school by the end of summer if I were to go straight through with it. So I'm going to be leaving college with pretty much 2 degrees all paid for, because I was, you know, good enough at playing a game and I was able to use my time wisely. And that's something that, you know, as much as I love football, that's something that's more important than football, as I'll have these 2 degrees to fall back on whenever my career does come to an end. So, I mean, I knew from the start that, you know, you go to college to get your education, not to play your sport, and playing your sport's just an added benefit.
And, you know, I think that's so great to hear that, you know, a guy's not not only just, you know, worried about the next level, but they value the importance of a great education, because, you never know what's going to happen in the league. You have to have something to fall back on. I think that's an outstanding thing to say. Sort of in the more football side, you know, we've got to know you a little bit. I've also noticed that you've interacted with Bo a little bit from, what's Bo's show called?
College to Pro.
College to Pro, yes. Bo's a great guy. I met him a few years at the Senior Bowl. You know, I love Bo a lot. And I've also seen you've interacted with NFL Draft Diamonds. They're a wonderful restful website. Diamond Tolbert does a great job with that site. And, you know, I think those two interviews were probably very beneficial. But let me ask you some other things. Some stuff they might have not looked at. You know, people ask about player comparisons. I want your take. I'll give you my take on who I think you play like, and I'll ask you, or you can tell me first, who do you like in the pro football ranks, and who do you compare yourself after?
Well, I always compare myself to Sean Lee. He's definitely one of my favorite linebackers in the NFL. I think we have a similar playing style. He's a very good reader of plays. He's very instinctive, and I really love the way he flies all over the field, sideline to sideline, making tackles. That's kind of what I try to pattern my game like. And also, him and I are from the same area around Pittsburgh. We both played in the WPIAL, which is the District 7 around Pittsburgh. And I was always a big Penn State fan growing up, too. So he's a guy that I've always watched and really liked as a football player.
Well, here's the guy, you know, I've evaluated your film numerous times before, you know, I even got it from you. You know, I've watched it. I'm a draft guy. You know, I give guys grades, you know, and so forth. You know, you remind me a ton of Jason Trezny, the Miami Dolphins. You know, I know he's 6'4" and he's about 240 pounds, but you know, he came from a smaller school, Ohio Northwest or Ohio Northern. You know, some guy that not only excels on special teams, but you know, he's always around the ball when he's on the field. I don't know how that makes you feel, but you know, I see a lot of Jason Trezny in you.
Wait, can you repeat that, please?
Oh, that's it. I see a lot of Jason Trusnik in you. You know, he came from a smaller school.
Yeah.
He's always around the ball. And he enjoys, you know, the thrill of special teams. He's actually a special teams captain for the Miami Dolphins. So, you know, going forward into the league, how do you see yourself, you know, being of value to an NFL team?
I mean, you talked about playing on special teams. I absolutely love to play on special teams, even as a starter in college. I made it a priority to get on every special teams that I possibly could. It's one of my favorite aspects of the game, and it always has been, even back in high school. I was running down a kickoff. In my opinion, it's the best play in football. And I would love to continue to contribute on special teams at the next level, without a doubt. Even if I would end up starting at the next level one day, I would still want to try to play on special teams. Some of the guys that from my college that are now playing in the NFL, they're big-time special teams guys. One of our guys is Dewey McDonald. He plays for the Indianapolis Colts right now. He's making tackles all over the place on special teams this season, and especially during their playoff run. It really is just one of my favorite parts of the game. And I think that's a lot to do with our special teams coach here at Cal, our special teams coordinator, Coach Larry Wilson. He was one of my favorite coaches I've ever had in my entire career. Just he really had a way of getting guys motivated to play on special teams, and he made it fun. He made it really fun.
And I was just about to bring up Dewey McDonald and Rontez Miles. You know, he's a guy I had my eye on for quite a while. How have they helped you through this process coming up into the NFL? You know, I know it's not every day you have a teammate. You know, I've interviewed four guys now, and, you know, maybe two of the guys have actually had teammates to make it to the NFL. How have they been beneficial with your steps to the NFL or, you know, steps to the pro level?
The biggest thing I've taken away from all the guys from my school that made it to the next level is just definitely their work ethics. Every one of them was a very, very hard worker, you know, at practice, when it came to, in the weight room, film study, playbook study. They're just all about football all the time. And that's definitely the biggest thing that's definitely the biggest thing they've passed on to the guys that are still here at school is just their work ethic. Their coach calls them all the time guys. They're always on, all the time.
How often do you interact with them? Do you, you know, talk to them weekly through text message or Facebook? Do you column, or do you, is it hard sometimes to hear from them considering they're, you know, full-time NFL players?
Well, actually, I just Dewey McDonald was back at the school the other day. He was here for watching one of our school's basketball games. So I got to hang out with him for a little bit at the basketball game and talk to him. C.J. Goodwin, who's actually on the Steelers practice squad, he was here as well. So, you know, I got to talk to those guys. It was good seeing them. That was the first time I've seen them since they, you know, left for the NFL. But the guy that I'm so closest with from Cal that plays in the NFL now is Eric Kush. He's a center for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, I talked to him every once in a while. I texted him back and forth this season. Just he was, you know, asking how the team's doing. He still follows us like crazy. He's a big-time Cal guy, has a lot of pride in Vulcan football. Yeah, he's the guy that I'm closest with. And he had a crazy work ethic, too. Probably his sophomore and junior year, you know, he really wasn't getting much attention. And then I remember that junior, the summer going into his senior year, is when he started hearing a lot from scouts and everything that he has a shot making it to the next level based off of his size and the way he moves. And I remember working out with him all summer that summer, and he took it way more seriously than I've ever seen him take it before, and just completely destroyed workouts that summer and came into camp and had a heck of a season and ended up, you know, getting drafted for the Kansas City Chiefs and making a lot of money, making a living playing football. So,
if, let's say, for instance, you know, I really want you to make it, but let's say you don't make it to the NFL, you know, a CFL team calls you, you know, you try out, you don't make it. What's your backup plan? You know, what's your thing you're going to fall back on if this, you know, dream doesn't become a reality? And, you know, I do want it to become a reality. I'm not trying to put it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I got
what's
you.
Your backup plan?
Well, one of my old roommates went over to Germany and played professional football in Germany for just for the summer after he graduated. And I think I'd probably try to do that just for this upcoming summer if I ended up not making it. But other than that, you know, for the rest of my life and everything, I think it'd be awesome to open up my own training facility for athletes and around my area and try to, you know, help a new crop of athletes chase their dreams, whether it be college, their professional, or even just at the high school level. I think that'd be awesome to open up my own training facility. And that's why, going back to my degrees and everything, my undergrad degree is in sport management, and I'm currently getting my master's in business administration. So it kind of gives me a background in both of those areas, sport management to, you know, manage the sports side of the facility, and then business to actually, you know, run the financial side and handle all of the business aspects of that training facility. So I think I've kind of prepared myself pretty well to do that.
And I think it's excellent that you have something to fall back on, something that you can pride yourself in, and you have a game plan. You know, I think that's super important. Even, you know, guys that are not going into the NFL, guys that are just graduating, have a game plan and exactly know what to do. I want to ask about your experience with the All-American Bowl. I know it's a college all-star game. You were named MVP. Quite an honor, you know, a lot of guys coming together to play their hearts out. Tell me about your experience there, and then I've got a few more questions for you, and then you'll be on your way.
Okay, cool. The College All-American Bowl was down in Dallas, Texas. It was a couple weeks ago, and it was mostly Division II and Division III players from all across the country, but there were a handful of Division I guys there too that I guess the scouts wanted to see. So it was really good competition, and I was named defensive MVP of the game. I had 8 tackles, and I also, you know, played on every special teams the entire game. And that was a priority of mine that week, was to get on all the special teams. I didn't even care. I actually wasn't the starting linebacker for my – I actually was not one of the 2 starting linebackers for my team that game, but I made it a priority to get on every special teams, and obviously I still played a lot on defense too. But the game was actually at AT&T Stadium, which is the home of the Dallas Cowboys, and that was – by far the coolest experience of my football career, getting to play in AT&T Stadium. That place is an absolute shrine to football. It was unreal. Being on the field before the game, just looking around in awe. So, I mean, I felt like a little kid. And we got a private tour of the stadium before the game. So it was awesome to get to learn everything about the stadium. I mean, it was just, that experience was amazing. The stadium is unreal.
And you never know. You might be playing alongside your favorite player
yeah.
this next season with Sean Lee. That would be something else. I'm going to hit you up with a few more questions. This one I try to do to have fun. It's kind of a spinoff on Bo's. You know, Bo asks you three random questions. Mine are wishes, per se. I'm your genie. You found me in a bottle, and I'm giving you three wishes. The only thing you can't do is instantly wish yourself into the NFL. You can wish for anything else you want, or any NFL, CFL, AFL, you know, instantly make a team. You know what I mean?
Having a little bit of trouble hearing you there. What was the question?
I said, I'm a genie. I have three wishes. You can take any three wishes you want in the world. The only stipulation is you cannot wish yourself onto a professional football team instantly.
Okay. Three wishes. Wow. That's a good one. Jeez. I would wish to have – my first wish would be to have – enough funds to travel the world, completely travel the world, see every country, every place in the world that I would like to see. My second wish would be probably to talk to my pap one more time. He passed away a couple years ago, and he was pretty sick, so I really didn't get to – he had Lou Gehrig's disease, so I really didn't get to talk to him too much towards the end. I'd like to talk to him one more time and have him be healthy and have an actual real conversation with him. And then my third wish would be for three more wishes.
Oh, three more wishes. Well, you know, I didn't say that was against the rules, so, you know, it's fair game.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying it's fair game. You can ask for more wishes.
Oh, okay, cool.
It wasn't part of the deal. I said the only thing was you couldn't wish yourself onto an NFL team.
Okay, I got you.
And my last question of the night is, let's go with this question. Who's your favorite NFL team?
My favorite NFL team is the Pittsburgh Steelers, hometown team.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, great organization. You know, I've met a few of the scouts. I really like interacting with them. But I am Kevin Colbert. Sure you know who Kevin Colbert is. I'm sitting across from you. We've met. We've seen your drills. You've worked out for us. We just finished a private workout. You have 3 minutes to describe to me why you're a good player for my franchise and why I should pick you up in the NFL draft or even in the undrafted stage. Just sell yourself to me and these two scouts left and right of me. You have 3 minutes.
All right, well, I would start off by saying that, I'm sure you'll be able to find a bigger linebacker, a stronger linebacker, a faster linebacker, even, you know, obviously a guy from a bigger, big-time football school. But you'll never find somebody with a harder work ethic than me and or somebody who's more dedicated to the game. And, I mean, you know, every aspect of the game, not just football. It's not just playing the game on Sundays itself, but, you know, practice, training, taking care of your body, eating right, staying away from drugs and alcohol, studying the playbook, studying film. The total package of dedication is what you'll get with me. And obviously, you know, you'll get a linebacker, but you'll get somebody who would give anything to go out there and play on special teams too. And just a guy with a great work ethic is somebody you'd be getting from me. And, you know, it might take me a while to get used to the speed of the game, obviously making such a big jump from Division II to the NFL. But I promise through my work ethic and my football IQ that, you know, I would give it my all and that I'm very confident in my ability to make that adjustment.
Sports fans, draft folks, that is Spencer Lynn from California, PA. It's been a great night, lots of questions. You know, I appreciate you coming on tonight. I know it's late. It's almost 11:30 our time, Eastern time. But, you know, I've had a blast with you tonight. I wish you the very best with your NFL journey. Stay humble, stay hungry, keep working hard. I really hope something good comes for you in the next few months. I really wish you the best, Spencer.
Thanks, I appreciate that. And again, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time to help us small school guys out.
And, you know, I have a pleasure helping you guys out. You know, men like you deserve a chance, just like the D1 guy from Texas. You know, everyone deserves an equal chance to show that they belong. And, you know, giving guys even just 5 minutes of exposure time to let them shine and, you know, really show who they are, you know, I enjoy it. So I really enjoy this, and thank you for coming on tonight. If you ever need anything at all, talk to Mickey from NFL Draft War Room. He would be more than happy to help you out. Hit me up on Twitter, DRW Scout. You know, we're already connected on there. But if you need anything at all, just let us know.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it again.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Take care. All right, draft folks, that was Spencer Lynn of California, PA, quite a humble young man. Great, you know, he's a hungry guy that's going to really work hard for any NFL team or any professional team that's going to give a chance on him. You know, he really enjoys the game. He's a student of the game. He's a student in the classroom. He's got all his ducks in a row. You know, this is a guy that an NFL team would be thrilled to have. You know, and California, PA isn't a small school. You know, they've got guys in the NFL making plays. You know, he talked about Dewey McDonald. You know, I talked about Rontez Miles. You know, even Tommy Campbell came from there, and they're all still making impacts. So, you know, a guy like Spencer Lynn, 2'6", 230, is a guy that should be able to make an NFL squad. But, you know, that's all I have for tonight. You know, it's been a great show. Tomorrow we'll bring the Thursday edition, and I can't wait to bring you another another guy. Let's see if I can tell you tomorrow's guy. I've got them all lined up, and we can get more guys to you, let you understand what these guys are going through. In the meantime, don't forget to check out NFLDraftWarRoom.com. Great website, great content, sleeper reports, big boards, a small school mock draft that Mickey and I put together a few weeks ago. It's about to be updated. In my personal project, I will be working on a 7-round mock draft for every NFL team. That will be up in a few weeks. Tomorrow night, we will have Clayton Truitt from Charleston Southern. He's an offensive guard, quite a humble kid. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow. And Clayton Truitt and I will talk about here again, 11 o'clock. I'm your host, DW. Thanks for tuning in to Inside the Draft Room. I will see you tomorrow night. Take care, everyone.